A person does not consume halal food. This can become a reason for his dua not being accepted. So we should be humble. We should show humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should say to him that, oh Allah, there are so many things in my life which should be preventing my dua from being accepted. But at this moment when I am asking from you, I am not looking at my condition. I am looking at your status. You are Rahman, you are Rahim, you are Ahkamul Hakimin. Please forgive my sins. Do this for me, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. So this is point number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the prayers, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person the permission to turn to him and ask for him through dua. Whether he is pious, whether he is sinful, whether he is alim, whether he is ignorant, whether he is young, whether he is old. Point number one. Point number two. Despite there being elements in our life which we know should be preventing our duas from being accepted, despite that we should show humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbleness, and say to him that, oh Allah, there are so many things in my life which prevent my prayers being accepted. But at this moment I am not looking at my status, I am looking at your status. Accept my prayer. Point number three. We must always believe that because I am sinful, my dua may not be accepted. But I don't believe that it will never be accepted. So it may not be accepted, it may be accepted. So I continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, I will turn to those people also who are in my eyes pious and who, according to me, do not have any elements in their lives which will prevent the acceptance of prayers. So I will request them to make dua for me also. So those people who believe that there are elements in my life which will prevent my dua being accepted, therefore I shouldn't make dua because he will never pay attention to me, and I should only ask the pious people, that is wrong. And those people who feel that I and the pious, we are all equal, we are turning to the same creator, no difference, why should I ask somebody else to make dua for me? That is wrong as well. Point understood? Similar is the case with Ruqya. Ruqya. Ruqya is to recite certain supplications. And after reciting the supplications, blow over the hands and rub the hand over the body, or blow over the body, or blow over water and then consume the water. That is called Ruqya. So similar is the case with Ruqya, that we believe that there are people who are more pious than me, who are not sinful, and when they do overcome by nafs shaitan, commit sin once in a while, they will repent immediately. So they are more acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so their Ruqya will have more effect. That is fine. So therefore I'm going to this sheikh and that sheikh and this pious person and ask them to blow over the water or over the sink. That is fine, alhamdulillah. But for people to assume that these are the only people who can do Ruqya and I cannot do Ruqya, that is wrong. Just like we make dua, we make Ruqya also. So we recite the supplications taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regard to Ruqya, and with humbleness and humility we say that, oh Allah, I am not worthy. What effect will I have on the sick? What effect will my Ruqya have on myself? But oh Allah, I am not looking at myself at the moment. I'm looking at the supplications taught by your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a result of your wahy. So Allah, have mercy on me, and when I am blowing over this sick, then give cure to the sick. So every person should use ruqya. And I'm going to teach you a very simple ruqya today. Read Salat ala Nabi, Durud-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durud-e-Ibrahim, the one we read in Durushar. Once, thereafter read Suratul Fatiha 3 times. Read Durud Sharif once and blow over the sick. If you are sick, then you blow over yourself as well. Simple ruqya. I have also prepared a card with ruqya of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite when he used to pray for the sick? So take that card from him. And if somebody is sick in the house, read the prayers in the card and blow. And at the same time, if you are able to take the sick to somebody who is more pious within the vicinity where you live, then alhamdulillah, take him there also. But somebody is ill at night and you wait for tomorrow asr time for the child to be taken to. So everybody should learn ruqya. But don't become doctor of ruqya. Learn ruqya, use it on yourself, use it on your near and dear ones. Don't open a surgery, because that is a big business in this day and age as well, ruqya. Theek hai.